Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So welcome to episode 31. I know I'm 2 days late, don't worry. We have quite a meaty episode for today, and then the Q&A episode will happen on Friday instead. But before we dive on into all of that, if you guys want a complete 28-page compiled guide on how to lose weight in a healthy, comfortable, and sustainable way, right? Which is essentially everything I've been teaching you here in this podcast series, plus more stuff, then please head over to the link in the episode description and use discount code ENDOFYEAR50 for 50% off the Ultimate Weight Loss Guide. Take into mind that this coupon code only lasts until the end of the year. Okay, some of you already used it, and that's great, right? Thank you so much for the purchase, right? That's absolutely lovely. You really help support the show. But for those of you that haven't yet and really want to, make sure to go to the link in the episode description, or alternatively, go to payhip.com/theweightmates and use code ENDOFYEAR50 for 50% off the Ultimate Weight Loss Guide, okay? Beyond that, make sure to grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. So it might sound familiar. You want to exercise to help your weight loss journey along a bit more and a bit further, but you also have the desire to, you know, look a bit different, you know, look a bit more muscular and overall what you might consider look better, right? Well, last episode, we talked about cardio exercise and what kind of benefits it brings and how to do it in the best way possible. So this episode, we're going to be talking about strength exercises, what they are, what kind of benefits they bring you, and how to do them in the best way possible. So that starts us with the first question: what is strength exercise, right? So strength exercise is essentially using something like your body weight or external weights, like for example dumbbells, in order to build muscle mass, strength, and endurance, right? So as long as you challenge your muscles to work harder than normal, you're essentially training them, right? So that means that things like push-ups, bicep curls with your dumbbells, for example, and barbell raises all count as strength training. And don't worry if you don't recognize any of those exercises. It's something that comes to you naturally as you start trying more and more things. So what this means, right, I'm going to take a deep breath here because, my God, there's a lot of information. What this means is that if you do one slow squat right now, we'll do it together in a second. If you do one slow squat right now, that is essentially your strength workout, because you're pushing your body to work the muscles harder than it normally would, right? So like I said, we'll do it together, right? And my voice is going to get a bit more quiet in a second as I squat down, but don't worry, it'll get louder again to the same normal volume. So if you have the space and the time and you're in a private situation, put your feet, like stand up, right? Because you're likely sitting down or lying down. Stand up, put your feet nice and shoulder width apart, nice and firm on the ground, right? Shake loose a little bit, right? I don't want you to get any injuries. And then as you start going down, I want you to inhale and keep your back nice and straight. Okay, I know this is without video, so it's a bit more difficult, but trust me on this one, it'll be a great workout and you'll love it. So what I need you to do, feet shoulder width apart, nice firmly planted on the ground, and keep your back nice and straight as you slowly start going down, all the way down, until you're somewhere down here, right, where I'm a bit less audible, and then as you exhale, you come back up again. Just like that, you slowly come back up. Congratulations. That was essentially a strength workout. Now, you can probably imagine if you did it the way I just told you to do it, then you will feel a light burn in your upper legs. You are now pushing your body to work those muscles harder than it normally would. And to be completely honest, I'm currently working my lungs a lot harder than I normally would because I'm trying to talk and do exercise at the same time, which is something I'm not used to. Regardless, that is essentially what a strength exercise is. So you might be asking, okay, well, what are the benefits? Well, there's actually a lot of benefits to adding sufficient strength training into your weekly routine, beyond sculpting your body, right? Because there's more than just getting big muscles. So when you start strength training, here are some of the benefits that you might experience. Strength training can improve your cardiovascular health, right? Sometimes more so than a cardio workout will. And if you do it 1 hour per week, you can actually reduce the risk of a heart attack or a stroke anywhere between 40 and 70%, which is a very high reduction. On top of that, strength training also improves your bone health, increasing the bone density and the stiffness of the connective tissue, which is found throughout your entire body. This specifically helps when we need to protect our body from impacts, for example, when we fall over, right? Especially at an older age where it is more likely to fall over and where our bones are more brittle than when we're young, it's good to add strength training into your daily routine simply because it'll just, you know, make them a bit denser and just make it a bit easier for you to take those impacts if they do arise. Additionally, it helps you reduce the development of osteoporosis. It helps you improve your daily mood and mental health, right? And it can even, in some cases, there's some studies about this, in some cases, it can alleviate symptoms of depression, right? Specifically, this is useful for if you're having a very low mood, right? Or if you're feeling very disinterested in activities, or if you're feeling worthless, which, by the way, you are definitely not. You are definitely worth it. On top of that, it also improves your overall body image of yourself, which is always nice. It can help you support weight loss and weight management because every time you do a strength workout, there's something called afterburn, which is when your body spends a whole bunch of energy trying to repair the muscles that you worked out, right? This can cause you to have a higher basal metabolic rate, which means that you're burning more energy whilst you're just doing your normal day-to-day things. Which means that this afterburn can last you up to several minutes to several hours after the exercise, which means your body is still nicely burning calories, which is always helpful, especially when you're trying to lose weight. Additionally, it's also a form of low-impact cardio exercise, especially if you train multiple muscle groups at the same time. It can also make your joints stronger without putting a lot of stress on them. And some studies have found that strength training, when done correctly, can be done for your whole life, far into your olden days, right? And the best thing about that is that this will actually help you keep all kinds of age-related chronic diseases at bay. There's even some studies, even though they are relatively speculative, that suggest that extra strength training in your weekly routine can actually help you live a longer life, right? Because they keep all kinds of diseases at bay, which means, you know, arguably, you could live a longer life. So, as you can tell, there are a ton of benefits to strength training, right? But that's not the only thing. There's also different types of strength training that you can really pursue for different types of goals, okay? So the first type of strength training is muscle endurance training, which means that you are essentially focusing on using lighter weights to do lots of reps and sets. Now, I know for a fact that, because I definitely did not know this when I started strength training, what is a rep and what is a set, right? Some of you might be thinking, come on, everyone knows that. Well, I didn't, and so there will definitely be other people that also did not know. So, a rep, essentially, with the squats we did earlier, one squat, right, the whole movement from standing up to going down to then pausing and then going back up, that is one rep from start to end, okay? And then one set is usually made up of several reps, right? So if you do 10 reps and then you rest, then you have done one set of squatting, right? So that's kind of how that works. So just, you know, for people that didn't know, you're absolutely fine. I didn't know either. But now, you know, at least someone took the time to explain it to you. This can actually be a great starting point for in case of muscle endurance training, because it'll allow you to build up the endurance you're going to need for heavier weights, because it's pointless if you grab the heaviest weights you can find if you're already exhausted after only 2 reps of doing bicep curls, right? So if you're going to do this, make sure to grab light weights, right? Go maybe 1 pound or 2 pounds, maybe 5 pounds if you've done weightlifting before, and just do lots of reps. Anywhere between 10 and 20 reps per set will definitely get you there, okay? The second type of strength training is called circuit training, right? And essentially what this means is that you have several exercises in a row, after which you rest, and then you repeat that whole sequence, that whole circuit of exercises. Now, the great thing about this type of strength training is that it can be really adjusted to your specific personal needs, right? If you only want to train your arms, right, for whatever reason, right, if your the rest of your body is completely trained and you simply just want to train your arms, then you could simply switch out all of the leg exercises out of a circuit and replace them with arm exercises, right, or shoulder exercises. You could do that, right? And so that's what makes circuit training so great for training specific muscle groups, but also your whole body, right? Because you can also just do lots of exercises that focus on every single major muscle group. The third type of strength training is hypertrophy training, right? And this type of training is specifically focused on increasing the size of your muscles, right? That doesn't mean, right, don't worry, that doesn't mean you're going to instantly turn into a bodybuilder, right? Definitely not. Because you also need to eat a lot of calories in order to really bulk muscle on, right? What we mean with hypertrophy training is more that you start to get a lot more definition, right? That there's a lot more definition going on, which would allow people to kind of judge from a distance and say, hey, that person looks healthy because, you know, we can see some muscle, etc., right? And when you're doing hypertrophy training, what you need to do is you need to grab medium to heavy weights, right? Make sure to never grab something too heavy, but medium to heavy weights for around 6 to 12 reps. You can also do it with body weight if you prefer. If you don't have any weights lying around, body weight is a great way to kind of mimic heavy weights. And then what that does is it creates micro tears in your muscles that get rebuilt bigger over time, causing the muscles to grow in size, right? Fun fact, this is actually where the term swole comes from, okay? So the fourth version of strength training, the fourth form of strength training, is max strength training. Now, please don't do this until you have enough endurance and have learned the proper form of each exercise, right? Because if you do start doing this, you will risk injury, okay? And what this means is that you need to grab really heavy weights, or heavy weights, proper heavy weights, and then do 3 to 6 reps of them for maximum gain, okay? Then you rest for a little bit, and then you do that for a good amount of sets, maybe 4 or 5 sets, okay? And then you really get those maximum gains, okay? Then the fifth and last form of strength training is explosive power training. Now, quick note up front, that is definitely not for beginners, right? If you are a beginner, please do not try explosive power training. I'm just simply adding it in for accuracy. So essentially, what explosive power training is that you are pretty much training at maximum intensity for short periods of time, right? So you're just going absolutely full out, heavy weights, everything, at the most energy you can put into it for a short period of time to really get lots of gains and really work out, in a very severe way, I suppose. So that is definitely an option when you are getting more experienced with strength exercises. But again, if you are untrained and you try to do this, you are seriously risking an injury. So please do not do that, okay? So if you hear all of this and you're like, okay, you know, I'll give strength exercises a try, right? If it helps me improve my mood and, you know, it helps me give, less of a risk of developing a heart attack or a stroke, then, you know, that is definitely something I want to do. So if you want to start right now, right, if after this podcast episode, you're going to throw your phone across the room, don't do that. That sounds dangerous. And you want to start strength exercising right there and then, make sure to warm up, right? Please do warm up. Because if you don't warm up, you're going to kind of shock your muscles all of a sudden with all this extra stress that's being put on them. And you will have a ton of muscle pain throughout and days after the strength exercise. So please warm up properly, right? Stretch every part of your body and then do, you know, a small 5 minutes of some cardio, whether that be jumping jacks, a bit of jogging around, a bit of cycling, really doesn't matter, as long as you make sure you get your heart rate up and you make sure that you stretch all your joints and all of your other body parts, okay? After that, determine which type of strength training you want to do, okay? Make sure to pick one that really works for you, whether that's muscle endurance training, circuit training, hypertrophy training, it doesn't matter, as long as you pick the one that really fits what you're looking for, okay? On top of that, right? Perform the strength training twice a week to make sure you stay consistent and that you start seeing results within a few weeks from now, right? Because you won't start seeing results instantly. Give it, 4 to 8 weeks to start seeing the first results. If you really want to track it in a proper way, make sure to make pictures, right? Especially if you're training your arms or your legs, for example, make pictures of them every single week, once every single week. And then when the 8 weeks have gone by, compare the first picture to the last picture taken. You will definitely 100% see a major improvement, and it'll work so super motivating, right? It'll be amazing. I've been there. It is such a relief after 8 weeks of busting your ass off that you can see some really cool improvements, okay? And make sure that when you do try it 2 times a week, right, when you do train 2 times a week, that it fits into your schedule, right? The last thing I want is that you plan 2 times a week and then, it's too tight together. You're trying to fit it and cram it in somewhere, but it just doesn't work for you, which makes you give up, right? And that's not what I want for you, right? So make sure you plan it somewhere where you have plenty of time, at least an hour, okay? Because especially when you're starting out, you're gonna need more time to kind of look into which exercises you're doing, and then also make sure you're doing them right, okay? Then, and this is the absolute biggest tip I can ever give anyone when they start working out, especially in the form of strength training, always, and I mean absolutely always, listen to your body, okay? Do not believe the myth of no pain, no gain, and do not believe that you're not strong enough if you cannot complete the last rep, okay? It's much better to just skip out on that last rep than to gain an injury, because injuries can easily stop you from training that muscle group, sometimes even your entire body, for at least 3 weeks, sometimes longer. It's seriously not worth it to keep going because no pain, no gain, okay? Because on top of that, here's a funny fact, if you're not training specific muscles, they will start breaking down within a week or so, maybe 2 weeks if you got lots of muscle going on. So if you can't train a specific muscle group for 3 weeks, you are going to lose muscle in those places, okay? So always listen to your body. And if you feel any pain at all, doesn't matter if it's the slightest pain, just slowly put the weight down and give yourself a bit of a rest and then move on to the different exercise. Don't try to finish it. Move on to a different exercise, okay? Because it's not worth it. And I'll give you a small personal anecdote for that to just kind of indicate what kind of an impact that can have. So in my case, somewhere around the start of this year, I started doing, amongst other exercises, one strength exercise called a barbell squat, where you have this big bar on your shoulders behind your neck, and then there's weights on either side. Well, you start out with an empty bar, but at some point there'll be weights on either side, and you squat down, you halt for half a second to a second, and then you slowly come back up again. Now, for me, everything was going fine. I started at about 40, 45 pounds, and I slowly worked my way up over 8 weeks or so to 120 pounds on the bar. I was not listening to my body because I had just come back from a week of holiday. This was before coronavirus took hold of the world. So I just came back from a week of holiday, and I figured that I could just straight up pick up where I left off. So I put 120 pounds on the bar, and I started going. And on the third rep of me going up, I feel this shooting pain going through the side of my right leg. And so I'm doing what I said in this podcast episode. I slowly came back up. I put the weights back onto the rack and I gave myself a bit of rest. And then I figured, I've done this before. I was on holiday. Surely I can just do it again, right? So I gave myself 2 minutes of rest. I grabbed the bar again and I slowly start going down again. And as soon as I come up, I feel the exact same shooting pain through the left of my leg. Now, turns out that because I wasn't listening to my body, right, and continued going, I could not continue any leg muscle exercise that I had planned for that day, right? Simply because I didn't listen, and it hurt so much. I had so much difficulty getting off the stairs, exiting the gym at the end of the workout, simply because I was not listening. So what happened is that I couldn't train my legs for at least 3 weeks after checking with my personal trainer. For at least 3 weeks, I could not train any leg exercise, right? That also meant a lot of the cardio options were out of play for me. And it means that to this day, I have not been able to lift the same amount of weight on a barbell squat since I've done that, simply because I didn't listen and I didn't take the rest and move on to the next exercise, right? Which means I lost a ton of muscle in my legs to the point, well, right now all the gyms are closed, but you know, when I come back to gym again, I'm gonna have to start back at that 40 pounds again to slowly work my way up. So trust me, it's not worth it, okay? Don't do it. Always listen to your body, okay? I think I've said it enough times now. Then there's one extra thing I want to share, which I see I didn't write down. If you do start strength exercising, there's this lovely thing. It's not lovely. It's this thing called delayed onset muscle soreness, in short, DOMS, okay? What that means is that when you finish a strength training, you'll feel great and you might feel some burn in your muscles, sometimes a lot of burn if you use heavy weights. And that's fine, but you can still move around quite easily, and you're okay. If you're only starting out with strength training, what you will feel the next day when you wake up, you will feel like you almost cannot move, right? Now, obviously you can. There's just a ton of muscle soreness that you can feel, which just feels so super intense. Now, what it means, and this will last roughly anywhere between 24 hours to 72 hours after the strength workout, which means that you simply will just have a lot of muscle pain, okay? Don't worry, it does get less the more you train your muscles, right? The first time that you experience DOMS is a lot more, not necessarily painful, but a lot more annoying than the eighth time that you experience it, right? Because, you know, I didn't really experience it anymore after about 10 times, which was nice. And so essentially what you need to do with that is massage the places that hurt the most, right? And try to not sit still for too long, right? If you have a desk job or if you're doing school all day, make sure to walk around every 30 minutes or so if you can, just to keep all the muscles going, and make sure you don't feel too much pain when you stand back up again, okay? So don't worry, it's completely normal. You will get used to it. It's just something I want to note before, you know, you wake up after a very productive training session and you feel like you cannot move, because that'd be whack. So, in conclusion, strength training is a form of exercise that focuses on working your muscles harder than they normally would, okay? It has a ton of physical and mental health benefits, and there are many different types that can get you started, right? Always listen to your body. Don't worry about the severe muscle pain that you might feel after a successful session, right? It's gonna be okay. Just keep massaging. And make sure that it always fits into your schedule and that you're doing stuff that you actually like, okay? Don't do push-ups if you don't like to do push-ups. Which actually brings me to a very quick point before we end the episode. Don't worry if you can't do a push-up, right? The weird connotation that people should be able to do a push-up to be strong is really weird, because you gotta imagine that however much you weigh, right? In my case, I currently weigh 88 kilos. There's this expectation that I should be able to get on the floor right now, just lean on only my toes and my hands, and then with my arms alone, lift 88 kilos of body, right? Roughly. That is crazy. No one can just do that, right? So don't worry, you are not weak if you can't do a push-up, okay? I just wanna get that out there, because I always thought for the longest amount of time that I was really weak because I couldn't do a push-up. I wasn't weak, it's just really hard and it requires a lot of training to be able to do push-ups properly. If you do wanna start to learn how to do push-ups, Google box push-ups. Those are quite a good alternative that can get you started. But anyway, I'm getting off track. I just hope that this very long podcast episode helps you with your weight loss journey. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.